Okay? Okay, today's daf Mem Ches, we're on Mem Zayin somewhere on Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Auschwitz family, Lezech and Ishmas, Brindel Bas Moshe Zev. We have to go back. In order to understand this, we're going to have to go back to Neima Kitanoi. I don't know, it's about one third down from the bottom. Neima Kitanoi. Rav made a statement. Rav said that if you're Mekadesh with a loan, it doesn't work. Right, a man lends a woman $100, and then he says, you know what, I'll marry you with that $100 I lent you. It does not work. We have been trying, and we're going to keep on trying, and we're not going to succeed, but we're going to keep on trying. We're going to try to say that is a machlokas tanoim. What is the value of saying that this is a machlokas tanoim? I'm not 100% sure. What is the point of this? What is the point of lema kitanoi? Where many times you have that in Shas, where there's a machlokas amaroyim, we say lema kitanoi. Let's say it's earlier machlokas. What is the value of that? I'm not sure. I've never heard a good answer for that. What's the value of lema kitanoi? If Abai and Rav are arguing about something, what's the point that it's an older machlokas? All it means is it's not been resolved. I'm not so sure what the point is. Here, for sure, I don't understand what the point is. The Rav made a statement. No one disputes it. So let's say that there really a machlokas tanoim. So therefore what? Rav is holding like one side. Okay, so then you can say, if it's a machlokas, meaning a yachid and a rabim, and Rav is on the wrong end of that machlokas, maybe Rav is not correct. That could only, I mean, what else? What's the point of lema kitanoi? I'm not sure. Anyway, lema kitanoi. Let's say that Rav's statement, Hamakadosh Milva, Eina Mekadesh, is a machlokas tanoim. We have to go back because there's a flow. You can't start with a teretz. So, we're going to have to move today. Hiskaji li b'shtar chov. If a man says to a woman, be Mekadosh to me with the shtar chov. In other words, somebody owes me money. Who's the somebody? You, the lady. Somebody owes me money. I will give you that shtar chov. I have a shtar that I can collect money. I'm going to give it to you. Oh, or Shahilo milva bi'aracherim, or other people owe me money, and I'll v'hirsha aleihem. I'll make you in charge of collecting that debt. Rav Meir omer mikudeshes, the Chacham omer einu mikudeshes. Rav Meir says it works. The Chachamim say it does not work. Hai shtar chov hechidami. What kind of shtar chov is that? If other people owe the man money, that's the exact same thing as other people owing the man money. Ella no lav shtarchov dida. No, she owes him money. So basically, he's telling her, as the Gemara is going to suggest, umakadosh b'milva kamifugi. They're arguing about whether or not you can be makadosh with a loan. He tells her, here's the IOU. You owe me $100. Here it is. Be makadosh to me. With that $100. Be Mekadosh to me with that $100. Is that what's going on here? So according to Rav Meir, he holds, you can't be Mekadosh with a loan. According to the Chacham, you cannot. So it's a machlokas tanoim. So the Gemara says, no. La'olam b'shtar chov da'acher. Really, other people owe him money. Ah, what's the difference between a shtar chov and a milva b'acher? Both twice. The Brisa says, other people owe him money, and he appoints her to be the collector of that money. That's valid. So now, Chacham says, that's also not valid. So why not? So, they're arguing about two different cases. One is where there's a loan written in a document, and two is where there's a loan that's oral. He says to her, here's a document, Reuven owes me $100. Or, I'm telling you, Ms. So-and-so, Reuven owes me $100. There's no shtar. I lent him $100. You are now in charge. Be mekadosh to me with the right to go collect that $100. Is it written down anywhere? No, it's not written down anywhere. What's the machlokas between Rav Meir and the Chachamim? Here we go. Bepluksa de Rebbe v'Rabbanan kamiflagi. They're arguing about the machlokas about these types of cases, about giving other people your documents between Rebbe and the Chachamim. De Tanya, Osios. Osios means shtaros. Shtar. Somebody owes this man, Reuven owes this guy $100. So how does he give her the right to collect that loan? Does he give her that document? Or does he have to write her another document that says, I am hereby empowering Ms. So-and-so to be the one to be in charge of collecting that debt? That's the machlokas about that. And that's this machlokas. The osios, a shtar, letters written on the documents, nikdis bimisira, they can be kona just by giving it over. All the man has to do is give the document to the woman and say, you're in charge of cutting that debt and be mekadesh through with that. Divi Rebbe. Rebbe holds, that's good. V'chachanim omrim, no. Bein shekasav, if he writes her a new document, v'lo masar, but he doesn't give her this document. Or, bein shemasar, he gives her the IOU. But v'lo kasav, but he doesn't write her a new document, lo kana. She does not acquire this debt, ad sheikhto v'yimzar, until he writes her a brand new document and gives it to her. Mar Islay de Rebbe. So one Manda Amar, the Manda Amar who holds, Reb Meir holds, it's a good Kedushin, she holds like Rebbe. All the man had to do was give her the document. And say, here, Reuven owes me $100. Here's the proof, go collect it. Be Mekadesh to me. According to Reb Meir, it's perfectly good. Why? Because that's all you have to do. But Umar Leslay de Rebbe, but the Chacham who holds, that's not a good way. Nothing to do with loans. Nothing to do with milva peh. Nothing to do with milva bekedushin. Nothing to do with that. In order to let somebody else, anybody else, have the right to acquire your debt, you have to write it over separately. That's one suggestion. V'bayis emo. I'll give you another suggestion. Dekuliyama les lehu de Rebbe. Nobody holds like Rebbe. Everybody agrees you have to write over a new document to the woman. V'hacha, and over here, b'derech papa kamiflagi. They're arguing a whole other issue, which is Rav Papa's issue. The Amar of Papa, Rav Papa said, Haiman dezavin shtara lechavre. If you do ever do this, if I sell or give as a kedushin, right, Reuven owes me money. So I will give the document to Mati. And Mati now can go collect the money from Reuven. But when I do that, Sarich lemichtav le, kenilach hu, b'chol she'ubude. I have to write down all other shibudim that are owed to me. And that is a machlokas, if that was done here or not. So mar islay de Rav Papa, the chachamim who hold, it's not good, hold like Rav Papa. And since that wasn't done here, it's not a good giving over. Umar, leslay de Rav Papa, and Rav Meir held it was a valid kedushin, they don't hold like Rav Papa. They have to do that, they don't hold like that. So therefore, it's a good kedushin, even without that. Fine. V'bay Zema, another answer, how we could explain this brisa without having to say that this is a machlokas about milva bekedushin. Without that, a third approach. The kuliyama, it's luder of papa. Everybody can hold like a papa. V'hacha, fascinating halacha here, kiddush Shmuel. Shmuel has an unbelievable thing. K'riflagid. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says an amazing statement. Hamocher shtarchov l'chaveiro. Let's say, Reuven owes me money. Reuven owes me $1 million. So I don't know if I'm ever going to collect that. So they do this all the time. People will buy it for $750,000. There's a right to collect $1 million over there. Am I ever going to see that full million? Is Reuven ever going to declare bankruptcy? Is he a deadbeat? Am I ever going to see the money? I don't know. So I will sell that. I'd rather have $750,000 in my pocket than $1 million over there in the air. Somebody would be willing to buy that, hoping they'll collect the full million. Let's say I sell it, and then I'm mochel the debt. I sell it, Reuven owes $1 million, right? I sell it for $500,000 to Shimon. Shimon's now waiting to go collect that money from Reuven. I sold him the rights. I could do that. While Shimon's collecting, he started a lawsuit against Reuven. I'm mochel the debt to Reuven. I'm mochel. You don't have to pay me. Oh, Shmuel says he can still do it. You can still do it. Hamochel shtarchov l'chaveiro. If you give a shtarchov to somebody else, v'chazar umachlo, and then you go ahead and you're mochel the debt. Machel, it's good. It's a good mechila. Not only that, v'afilu yorish mochel. Even if the person that's owed the money dies, and his yorshim inherit, they don't inherit. What do they inherit? That right to collect that money has already been sold to Shimon, right? The Yarshim can still be, they can still do away with that debt. Right? They can still do that. How does that work? We're going to talk about it in 1 second. So, Demar Islay de Shmuel. One holds like, the Chachamim hold like Shmuel. Since the potential to cancel the loan is always present, what are you giving the woman? What are you giving her? Not giving her anything. Why? Because you can go ahead and be mochel it. So therefore, it's not a good marriage. It's not a good kedushin. You're not giving her anything. Umar, let's lay to Shmuel. Or, and Reb Meir, who says it's a good kedushin, he doesn't hold from this. We don't even understand. Well, you don't even understand. Why should this even be true? So Reb Meir says, I don't hold from this. He can't do that. Therefore, he's giving her a valid something, and she can go collect it, and therefore it's a valid kedushin. The Ibai's Ema, or if you want to say, the Kuli Alma Islahu de Shmuel. Everybody holds like this. Everybody agrees that this is possible. What's the machlokas? V'hacha be'isha kabiflagi. They're arguing in the woman. Now, when you walk over to a woman and say, be makadish to me with this document that Reuven owes me money. The woman's no fool. She's going to say, yeah, you're going to give it to me and then you're going to be mochel it. You're leaving me with nothing. Right? She's no fool. And we all hold like Shmuel. If you could do this. So she's not a fool. That's what the machlokas is about. Oh. Marsavar isha samcha daita. Now the woman's going to say, "Meimar amra lo shavik le lididi umachale lachrini." No man would ever do that. I don't think this man is going to give me this document, and she wants to marry me. No, he wants to be my husband. So he's going to give me a document and go ahead and be machal it. No man would ever do that. Why are you putting Reuven, the guy who owes money, ahead of me, the wife? Right. Therefore, she takes the deal, trusting. He'll never pull this.
Umar Savar, Ishanami lo samcha daita.
No. She's just as afraid as everybody else. It's just as big of a risk as everybody else. If you hold like Shmuel, the buying power of these stars are probably very low. Who's buying this? Not only do they have to go collect from a deadbeat, but you also have to be worried that the original guy is going to cancel it. So they're worth very little, right? If you want them to collect from a deadbeat, you have to have means and ability, fine. So I'll pay 50 cents on the dollar. I can make my money. I can double my money. I'm paying $500,000 for $1 million loan. That I'll do. He's a deadbeat. All right, I'll work it out. But I now have it on my shoulders. It's also going to cancel the debt. Who's buying this? So she's the same boat. I don't know who this guy. This guy comes over to me and says he wants to marry me. I don't know who this guy is. I'm just as afraid he's going to cancel the debt and leave me with nothing. So therefore, there's no kedushin. Okay? How does it work? So there's three approaches. Since the Rabbeinu Chanan has one approach, they're all not going to be such good approaches. Since the seller could tell the buyer, in other words, the seller here is the guy who's owed the money. So what right does he have to cancel? He sold this debt to a third person. So he tells the third person, listen, I made a mistake. He doesn't owe me the money. I went over my cheshbonos. It's just not true. He doesn't owe me the money. I thought he didn't pay me. He did pay me. What's the third person supposed to say?
Samekachtov.
What's he supposed to say?
Supposed to give back the money.
Oh, that's a machlokas if you have to give back the money. You know that? That's a machlokas if you have to give back the money. The machlokas if you have to give back the money. But says Rabbeinu Chananel, what would happen if that happened? I thought he owed me the money, but I didn't realize he paid me. He paid my wife, my first wife. I didn't even realize. So what's the third party supposed to say? No, I'm collecting it anyway. There's no debt. There's pasha, no debt. So since that, you have the right to always say that. Therefore, you have the right to even sell it. A little bit of a stretch. You made an honest mistake. So therefore, built into every transaction is the possibility that it was really paid. It's the possibility that it's going to be canceled. That's the Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rambam, the Rif, and Tosfos say, listen to this. Min HaTorah, there's no such thing as selling a shtar. There's no such thing. So therefore, you can do everything. You can tell it from today until tomorrow. Min HaTorah, there's no such sale. The Rabbanan came along and said, yes, for transaction, for a business economy, you can sell it. Min HaTorah, there is no sale. So Min HaTorah, you're still owed the money. So you're Min HaTorah, you can still be mocholis. That's lovely. But Lamai said the Rabbanan came along and said you can do this. So how we get still? It's a pshat. It's not such a good pshat, which is why the Ravid says. Lo min Hashem, who's that? He says about the Rambam. What kind of answer is that? Min HaTorah, it's still a valid thing. So the Ravid, based on a Rabbeinu Tam, it's like a brisk of art. Sometimes a Rabbeinu Tam had a brisk of art. He said, when you owe money, you really owe two things. You owe your guf, and you owe your nechasim. Why do you owe your guf? What way do you owe your guf? I'm not exactly sure.
Because
Maybe that's why. If you can't pay, you get sold as a slave. That you can't sell to somebody else. You can't sell that to somebody else. Since you can't sell that to somebody else, the nechasim, the debt itself, the actual debt, right, you come in and say, well, I'm sorry, I don't have the money, but you know what, so I'll take my stereo. Okay, so I'll take the stereo. It's worth money. I'll take the computer. I'll take your dishes. It's worth, right? That you can always take. That you can sell. But the guf you can't sell. So the nechasim follow after the guf. So really, the whole thing can't even be sold. That's the Ravid, the Rabbeinu Tam says that. The Ravid, they say, agrees with that. So that's, those are the three approaches how this works. Like I said, they're all a little wanting. They don't really flesh it all out. All right, that's the best I could do. All right, next. Now, the Milval Peb by Pligi. We said they're arguing about oral loans. Right? We said that Rameir and Chachava are arguing about two types of loans. Written down in a shtar and oral. What's the machlokes about oral loans? What's the machlokes about? So here we go. Pligi mid Rav Huna Amar Rav. The Rav Huna Amar Rav. If someone says, Mona li biyodecha, you owe me money, tenehu leploni. A owes B, B owes C, so A gives it to C. Mona li biyodecha, tenehu leploni, b'mayim b'tshloshtan kana. So if they're all three in the room, you could say that. Aye, where's the kinyan? The answer is, there is no kinyan. Rashi reminds us, this is one of the things that work, and we don't know why it works. Right, we had this Gemara in Gittin. We don't know why Mayim B'Shloshtan works. What's the reason why it should work? There's no Kinyan being transferred. A owes B, B owes C. Now A owes C. As long as A, B, and C are in the room together. Why should that work? We have no idea. What? Not Adim. Debt. Forget Adim. No, but there's no Kinyan. Where's the Kinyan? That has to be a Kinyan. That has to be an acquisition. So where is that Kinyan? There is no Kinyan. Rashi says, we don't even know the reason for this. But it works, fine. So that we all know, no one has a problem with that. The question is, Mar Savar, Ki Ka'amar, the Chachamim hold, Ki Ka'amar Rav, what did Rav say that in? Hani Mili B'Pikadon. Only by Pikadons. Avo B'Milve Lo. But by loans, that was never said. Therefore, Hamakadish B'Milve type of situation will not work. Umar Savar, Lo Shna Milve, Lo Shna Pikadon. Doesn't make a difference. Rav Shoshan is going to work, it's going to work. So, the husband wants to transfer to the wife the issue of the debt with Mayim and Shloshtan on a debt. That's a machlokas if that works. And Rameir held it did. That's why there's a good kedushin. So we have been unsuccessful in trying to find a tanoic machlokas on Rav's statement. Here we go again. Name a kitanoi. Let's say it's a machlokas tanoi. Again, what? And if it's a machlokas tanoi, so then what? Point of this. It's not even a machlokas. Rav made a statement. Nobody argues with this. Let's say it's a machlokas tanoim. What are we let's saying for? Not sure why. Again, only if the reason we're going to paskin is to be against Rav, then Rav will have a problem. Okay. So far, it's never been that way anyway. The majority has always been on his side anyway. Name a kitanoi. Let's say it's a machlokas tanoim. Hiskalchi li bishtar. Let's say a man goes over to a woman and says, be mekadesh to with a shtar. Can you do that? Of course you can do it. You can't mekadesh to a woman with a shtar. So Meir Omer ain't a mekadeshes. Doesn't work. Reb Elazar Omer mekadeshes. It does work. V'chachamim Omerim, depends. Shaman et ha-niyar. You have to go look at that paper. The paper of the shtar. Im yesh bo shav apruta mekadeshes. If it's worth a pruta, good. V'yim lav ain't a mekadeshes. And if no good, no good. Now, hai shtar hechidami. What kind of shtar is this? We learned enough bees. But if a man is Mekadosh and Isha with a shtar, it does not have to be worth a pruta. The paper does not have to be worth a pruta. The shtar itself is valid. So what's going on here? What kind of shtar is this? Ilem a shtar chov da'achirim. If it's a shtar chov, somebody owes me money, and I'm going to be Mekadosh and Isha with that, then kasha de Rameir. Rameir on Amar Beis just said, we just finished Rameir saying that's good. Here he says it's no good. So that can't be. Ela, what is it? B'shtar chov dida. It's her debt. She's giving her back her debt. Umakadesh b'milva kamiflagi, and now you want to tell me that they're arguing about whether or not you can be makadesh with a milva. Then that's what's going on here. Amar of Nachar by Yitzchak. That's not what's going on here at all. Hacha ma'yitzkin. You know what's going on here? Kigon, for example, shekin shebistar she'ain olaf edim. He gave her a star that was not signed with edim. No edim signed that star. Edim are in the room when he's going to give her the shtar. But they didn't sign it. And what's this machlokas? It's the old machlokas of Edim Mesiwa Karsi or Edim Chasim Karsi. We only had that machlokas by Gitz, by Gitin. Now the Gemara says you have by shtar by Kedushin also. Remeir, Latayme, to Armar Edim Chasim Karsi. There's no Edim who signed the shtar. I had Edim in the room, big deal. Therefore, since no Edim signed it, it's not a valid Kedushin. This has nothing to do with loans. It's unrelated to loans. A regular case of a shtaris. Nothing to do with loans. Verbalaza Latayme to Armor Edom Mesira Karsi. Edom Mesira. The Edom are in the room. They're watching him give her the shtar. It's good enough. You don't have to have signatures. And Vervonim Mesapkalu. The Vervonim had a doubt. Who do we hold like? Ikra Meir, Ikra Belazar. I don't know who to hold like. Hilkach, therefore, if the paper's worth a pruta, then it could act as ketha. Then I get it's a cheap way out. So let's go look at that paper. If the paper's worth a pruta, it's for sure going to be good.
I thought the Shtar Chobet is no machlokes that not only it has to be two.
It's not. We're not talking about a Shtar Chov.
I thought you was talking about.
No, we answered the question. No, that was a suggestion.
No.
It was a Shtar Chov. Somebody owes him money. He's giving. No, that's not what it is. It's a Shtar Kedushin. It says Hareyat Mekudesh Asli B'Shtar Zeh Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. That's all it is. The problem is it wasn't signed. Nobody signed it. So Mary says no good. Edi Chasim Karsi. Just like in order to get out of a marriage. Edim have to sign it. So to start a marriage, Edim have to sign it. Edim did not sign it. What happened? Edim are in the room watching and give it to her. According to her marriage, it's not good enough. According to her laws, it is good enough. And the Rabbanim weren't sure if it's good enough or not. So what did the Rabbanim say? Oh, if the paper's worth a pruta, then it for sure will be good. Because it could be kesef. So that's a way out of this, a way out of avoiding the machlokas. You don't have to take a stand. They're not going to take a stand on the machlokas. They don't know what to do. They have a suffix, but at least they have it out. Hilkach, Shaman Asanayar. So we'll evaluate the paper. Im yesh bo shava pruta mekudeshes. If it's worth a pruta, great. V'yimlav ena mekudeshes. And if not. Now, the Gemara says, V'yibo yisema. I have another answer how this machlokas about shtar could have nothing to do with loans. Nothing to do with loans. Another way to explain it. You know what's going on? It's talking about shtar, regular shtar kedushin. But, V'yibo yisema, go to kasvu shlo l'shma. It was not written l'shma. Was a shtar kedushin has to be written l'shma? It's machlokes. It's the same machlokes here. Ukid rishlokish. The pligi, the rishlokish kamiflagi. The argument of rishlokish is din. The bar rishlokish. Shtar erisin. The shtar kedushin. Shekasvu shlo l'shma. Mahu. What's the din? Havayali yitzia makshinan. Do we make a hekish havayali yitzia going into going out? Ma yitzia. Just like going out, be inan l'shma. Requires l'shma. Right? Can't give a get without l'shma. Af havaya nam bein l'shma. So too, to marry a woman with a star also needs l'shma. Everybody agrees that whether or not you hold it to this, kesef for sure does not need l'shma. You don't have to mint the coins with l'shma in mind for this woman. For sure not. Why? That's not a violation. You can't divorce the woman by giving her kesef.
So why would it
be a l'shma? What? Because a get is a star. Because a get is a star. So if you have to have l'shma to give a get.
The only way to be nourished, there are no other ways.
I know. By the way, so we said this last week. No one suggests that you're allowed to be mekadesh or bal karcha. You can divorce your bal karcha. Havayali tzia. Nobody says that. So what are the gedarim of this hekish? I don't know. Even the one of the rishonim said he doesn't know. Why should it, all of a sudden out of left field? Oh, you can give a shtar. You can't give a shtar kedushin if it wasn't written l'shma. Who said? A guy has a story, writes shtaris, I walk in, I take one, I give it to the woman. I'm mekasher with it. Who said l'shma? By get, it's a special pasuk. Has to be l'shma. So now we're making a hekesh. No, kedushin also has to be l'shma. So maybe you can marry a woman by karcha, I can divorce by karcha. But that we don't say.
We know the maisel, what we do.
What do we?
You go to the shtar store, you buy a ksuba, and you fill it in.
Right.
You can do that with a get.
And you cannot do that with a get. So, but that's not a shtar kedushin. That's a ksuva.
It's not a
shakadusha. But the point is, all of a sudden we make a hekesh. Okay, so we make a hekesh. So, Odilma, have I saw Dodi Makshinim? No, why don't you compare Kedushin to other methods of Kedushin? Ma havaya de kesef lo be'idon l'shma. The kesef doesn't have to be coined, minted l'shma. If you go to the mint, that dollar, that's going to be for my wife. You don't have to do that. Right? Ah, havaya de shtaya lo be'idon l'shma. Of course not. Anyway, no. Basar the boy hadar pashta. After he had the shaylo rishlokish, he resolved it. And what did he say? Yotzev ha'hoisa. Makash ha'vayel yitziya. No, it does have to be written l'shma, a shtar kedushin. So that's a machlokas. Mar isle derish lakish, umar lesle derish lakish. Rav Meir who holds this is not a good kedushin. He holds like Rish Lakish. Has to be written l'shma, and since it wasn't written l'shma, it's no good. Rav Elazar says, no, who said l'shma? No l'shma. Therefore, it's going to be good.
Where does it come to say that you need a shtar first of all to do kedushin? Until now, you could just mekalish anybody in the shul.
So in the first parak, the Gemara asked that question. Where do we know shtar from? And we said we learned it out from kedushin, from gittin. If I could divorce a woman with a piece of paper, I could marry her with a piece of paper.
You're saying it's obligated, not obligated. It's only if you want to.
There are three ways you can be mekalish a woman, right? Kesef, shtar, and bia. And the Gemara had. How do you know each one, right? How do you know each one? So it's true. There is a hekesh. I'm not making light of the hekesh. There is a hekesh. If you can divorce a woman with a document, you can marry her with a document. That's a valid hekesh. I'm not making light of the hekesh. The problem is that the hekesh doesn't include everything. Because if it did, you could be able to divorce the married woman against her will. And that no one holds you could do that.
You think the hekesh is going the other direction.
That what?
You look at kedushin.
Right, right.
How you married her, how you were claiming her in the first place, is how you have to undo the...
Oh, right, but it never says in the Torah how to do it. Right, it never says. It just says kigach hashisha. It doesn't say how.
Against the will makes sense, because once you're coded, you won't. Before you have it, you're coded. You can't do anything. I own this cup. After I own the cup, I can throw the cup out.
Right.
I
hear what you're saying. It's true. Now we're giving svara. We're giving svara to the hekesh. So if you're giving svara to the hekesh, it would probably make more svara that a shtar would not need lishma because kesef doesn't need lishma. Probably would be true. Now it doesn't mean to say that when you're giving it to the woman, you're in Mars. No, you have to know the question has to be written lishma. A coin does not have to be minted lishma for a woman. No one holds that.
You can't necessarily say that.
Why?
Because
okay, so Rish Lakish didn't say it. Rish Lakish didn't say it.
But there's a difference with a document than with Madonna.
Right, okay, right. You know, it's all good. It's all true.
Right.
Fine. Another suggestion. The Ibai Seima or the Kuliyama, everyone holds, it's Lahud Rish Lakish. Everybody holds that a shtar condition has to be written lishma. V'hacha? The Mayaskinan, what's going on here? Shekasvu l'shma b'shalomi daita. You wrote a l'shma, but you didn't tell her about it. That's a machlokas. We plugged at the Rava, v'Ravina, v'Rav Papa, v'Rav Shravia, k'riflgi. The Itmar, kasvu l'shma b'shalomi daita. You wrote a l'shma, you had her, you're dreaming about her, you wrote a kedushin. All you have to do is tell her that you love her, right? It's all simple, right? In your living room, you have all these chishbonos. You didn't tell her about it. That's a machlokas. So they hold, it's no good. Rav of Ravina Amri Mikudeshes. For Papa of Shabbat Amri Eino Mikudeshes. So again, and the one who holds it's good, holds it does not have to be written with her das. And the ones who hold it's no good, hold it does have to be written with her das. So anyway, the bottom line is, we have not found any Tana who holds that took a stand on this issue of a Mikudesh Milva. No one does. We try again. Name a kid Tanoi. Again, let's say, name a Kahani Tanoi. Again, let's say some Machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya. It says in the Brayse as follows, Asali Shirayim. If a guy says to a woman, I'm sorry, a woman says to a man, here's a block of gold, make me earrings, bracelets, nezamim, earrings, tabos, regular rings, va'akanish anilacha, and then I'll be married to you. A woman says this to a man, right? You make me the ring, we're going to have this work, you make me the rings, and then I'll marry you. So the Brayse says, kivan she'asan mikudeshes. Once he makes them, it's good. Says Rav Meir, it's not going to work until he gives her the money. So what money? Hi mamon, hey chidami, what money? Ilema osa mamon, if you mean to say, until he gives her back the earrings. Michlal, the Tanakama safar, filo osa mamon, nami lo. What, according to the Tanakama, he doesn't have to give her the rings? Then if he doesn't have to give her the rings, elba maya bo makacha, then how is he makacha? Asks everybody, why can't he be Makadosher with the Hana of him doing work for her? Why does he have to give her the rings? Right, so that's enough. Why does he have to give it to her back? What does he have to give it to her for? She said, I have a block of, I can't do anything with this gold. It's not, to me it's worthless. You make it into beautiful jewelry, I'll be Makadosh you. So why does he have to give it back to her? So the answer is because her das was not that it should work until I get it back. So therefore she has to get it back.
If you make it.
Right. Elolav, it must be the mamon acher. It must be that the chachamim require additional money to be given to her. Can't be the jewelry. It must be additional money, right? Additional money. What's going on here? What's going on is as follows: Ushmamina the mekadesh b'milva kibiflagi. They're arguing about can you mekadesh with a loan? What loan? V'savri, and we must say the kulei alma. Everybody holds yeshna schiras mitchilu v'yatzof. Every second that this guy is in his shop working on that gold, how does he get paid? Forget the woman for it. A regular guy. You walk into a store, do me a favor, make me a bracelet for my wife, here's a piece of gold. I'll pay you $1,000. Every second that he's working, he's earning money. That's how we view it. Not that he works zero till the end. No. Every second that he's working, today I work, now he owes me $5. Tomorrow he owes me another $5. Then he owes me another $5. Then he owes me another $5. And this keeps on going till he's finished. If that's true, then it becomes a loan. He now owes her, right? That now the money's owed to him. It's a loan. It's a loan.
Isn't he a shomer though?
Maybe he's a shomer, but it's certainly a loan. Now the money's owed, so there's a loan here. The havi milva, and it's a milva. My lav b'hakam iflagi, mar savar makadesh milva mikudeshes. Therefore, Meir says, as long as he gives it to her, it's mikudesh. Aye. What about the loan? You can be mikadesh with the loan. Umar Savar, Hamakash Milva, Einu Mikudeshes. So what do you see? We have our Tanoim who discuss it. The Gemara says, lo, that's not what it's about. Tekuliyama, Makash Milva, Einu Mikudeshes. Nobody holds that. Everybody holds the loan will not work. V'hachabach, you know what they're arguing about? They're arguing about that very point. B'yeshna, L'shif, Stiris, Mitzchil, V'yetzov, Kemiflagi. Is that true? That a guy gets paid every day? Mitzchil, V'yetzov, every bit of it? Mar Savar, one holds, Mar Savar, who's that? Remeir holds. Einol Eschir is El Basof. No, the money's due when the finished product shows up. Not till then. Therefore, it's not a milva. It's not a milva. There's no loan. The money's never owed till the last minute. Umar Savar, yesh, the Eschir is Mitzchil of Yad Sof. But the other one holds, no, it's not a good Kedushin because the money's owed. Right? And therefore, it's not going to be a good kedushin. Fine. V'boy seima, I have another way out of this. The kuli alma yeshna tschiras mitchila v'yatzof. Everybody holds that. U'mikadesh b'milva ena mikadeshes. And of course, it can't be mikadesh with a milva. V'hacha, but here the halacha is very strange. There's a big discussion what this means. It's hard for us to understand this. B'umon kone b'shevach kli kamiflagi. When the worker, the craftsman, improves a product, is he entitled to some money for improving the product? Over and above the fee he's getting? Maybe. So Mar Savar Uman Kone B'Shevach Kli. One holds, yeah, the Uman does acquire additional money. Umar Savar Ein Uman Kone B'Shevach Kli. And the other one holds, not true. So therefore, there's extra money here. You can recharge with the extra, and the other one holds not. Well, why should that be? I know I saw in the Mepharshim was a big, big machlokas here, but I just didn't have time to prepare all that. What?
I think it works the other way around. If you get a question, please. Maybe he won't get paid afterwards.
Right.
So it's really his, and he's holding on to it. If he doesn't get the money,
right.
He owns the gold that he perfected.
Right, because in America we look at things exactly the opposite.
Exactly.
We do exactly the opposite.
Because we don't trust anyone.
Right. V'bayi seima, or another way out. The kuli alma ain woman kona b'shevach kli. No, we don't understand. Why should that be? And v'yeshna schiras mitzchila v'yatzof. And of course, this is the payments going throughout. You know what's going on here? No, the craftsman put a diamond in the gold by himself. Now he's mekadesh with that diamond. It could be there's a loan here. You can't be mekadesh with a loan. What did you mekadesh with? The diamond. No, her das is on the money. She ignores that diamond, and therefore that can't work. And that's a machlokas tanoi. The tanya b'scharsha sisi imach. If a guy says, marry me with the work I did for you, ain't a mekadesh, it's no good. B'tzchar she'es eimach, marry me with the work I will do for you, that's mekadesh. Rav Nosson Omer, b'tzchar she'es eimach, ain't a mekadesh. That for sure won't work. V'chol shkein b'tzchar she'asisi eimach. And for sure, with the work I already did for you, that also won't work. Rudan Nasi Omer Be'emes Amru. The truth is Be'emes Charsha Sisi Be'emes Charsha Esei Mach. Whether I did it or I will do it, Einem Kadeshes. It doesn't work. V'im Hosef Lo Nofach Mishalo. But if he adds his own diamond, then Mikudeshes. Then it will work. So Be'en Tanakama Lo Rav Nasan. Between the Tanakama and Rav Nasan, it could be neither. The difference is Schiros, the salary. Bein Rav Nasan Lo Rav Yehuda Hanasi. But the difference between Rav Nasan and Yehuda Hanasi, it could be neither. Milva Upruta. Whether there's a loan and also a pruta. Mar suffer milva pruta daite a milva, or mar suffer daite a pruta. Fine. Very good. Okay. Anyone can go over that by themselves. It wasn't hard. It was just back and forth. It wasn't hard at all today. It was just very involved. Brand new Mishnah. Hiskachi li bekos ze shel yayin. If a man says to a woman, be makaz to me with this cup of wine. Venimsa shel dvash. And lo and behold, there's honey in there, which we assume is worth less than wine. I'm sorry, we assume it's worth more than wine. Shel dvash, if he says, b'vikash with honey, v'nimtza yayin, v'nimtza shel yayin, or, b'dina shel kesef, he says, b'vikash with kesef, v'nimtza shel zav, turns out it's gold. Shel zav, v'nimtza shel kesef, and or he says, I want you to be b'vikash with gold, it turns out it's silver, amanas she'ani ashir, on the condition that I'm wealthy, v'nimtza ani, and it turns out he's an ani. Ani, or he says, I'm b'vikash, I'm b'vikash, I'm an ani, right? You're not going to have such a high, good life, but I'm very simple. Nim to Usher, it turns out it's not true. Ein Mekudeshes. All these cases not Mekudeshes. Why? Because it wasn't true. Shimon Omer, Im Hataina, Im Hatal, the Shevach Mekudeshes. No. If she benefits by the mistake, then it is good. Right? If he says to Mekudeshes with silver, and it turns out it's gold, it's good. Why? Because the mistake was in her favor. That's a machlokas. Okay? Tomorrow's daf is great daf. My Mekudeshes on condition that I'm rich, condition that I'm a tzaddik, it's a great daf tomorrow. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara. Hiskaji li bekos ze. So v'kashim with this coat. Koni chada. One brayson says bo upamasha besocho with the cup and what's inside it. V'tani idach bo v'lo upamasha besocho. Only the cup itself. V'tani idach b'masha besocho. Only what's in it. V'lo bo, not the coat itself. V'lo kasha, not a kasha. Ha b'maya. If the cup has water in it, who cares about water? Her das is only on the cup. Ha b'chamra. If it's wine, her das is only on the wine. And in those days, they would give the cup back. The ha betiara, but we're talking about fish brine. You can't get fish brine without a cup, also. So therefore, it's both. Not a problem. Now, in hatal l'sheva chareza mukudeshes. If the mistake is in her favor, she's mukudeshes. So maybe the woman wants a poor man. Maybe she wants a poor guy. Not everybody wants a rich guy. Maybe she wanted the silver for whatever reason. As a matter of fact, the last leilu of Shimon doesn't Rabbi Shimon hold of the halacha? It's a mishnah in Baba Basra. Yayin. Someone says, "I'm going to sell you wine." Vinimtza chometz. It turns out it's vinegar or chometz. Vinimtza yayin. And it, or if it's vinegar and it turns out it's wine, shneim yichol nachzer. They could both retract. Why could the one who gets the better deal? Why could he retract? He got a better deal. He thought he's buying vinegar for $10. It turns out it's wine for $100. Why could he retract? He got a better deal. He got wine now. Wine is worth more than vinegar. The answer is, Alma, ikka denichle bechala, vikka denichle bechamra. Sometimes you want vinegar. He wanted vinegar. He needed vinegar. Sometimes you want the cheaper item. Not always do you want the most expensive. Right? Hachanami, ikka denichle bechaspa, vlo nichle bedava. She wanted silver for whatever reason. She didn't want the gold. She didn't want a rich man. So why does it go in her favor? So the Gemara says, Abaya was there teaching his son. You know what's going on? No, a man said to his shliach, do me a favor. Halveni dinar shel kesef, lend me silver. Lend me a silver dollar. And then v'lech v'kadesh lo isha plonis. And then take that silver dollar and go be v'kadesh that woman. V'halach, and the shliach went. V'hilva shel zav, he used the gold coin. So Mar Savar Kepeda, he didn't want to use a gold coin, the guy. He wanted to use a silver. Umar Savar Mar Makum Hulo. No, he was just giving an example. You want to use gold, use silver, I don't care, whatever you want. Go, just be Mekaja, I'll owe you the money. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, then Hiskadshi Li, to be married, be Mekaja to me, that doesn't make any sense. It's a Shliach. Hiskadshi Lo. The Shliach should have said, I'm here on behalf of Mr. So and so. Would you want to marry him? Also, also, hit l'shevach, hit u l'shevach n'bayle. It should say the mistake was to him, not to the shliach. The guy's just a messenger boy. Also, nimta meikara, nimta, meaning nimta, meikari nami the zav hava. It was always gold. What do you mean? Now we discovered it's gold. What do you mean? You discovered it's gold. The shliach took the gold the whole time. Oh, we discovered it's gold. Elo, you know what the case was? Amar Rava, Aniva Arisha Bechabura, me and the lion that was in the Chabura, who is that? That's Tirgaminu, we explained it. Romano, who's that? Rav Chiya bar Avin. Hacha Mayaskinan, the case is Kigon Sha'amra, he was Shlucha. She said to a Shliach, say, go, the Kabbali Kiddushay Miploni, Sha'amra li Iskajali Bedina Shalkesef. Go, be Mekadesh. The guy told me, he called me last night and told me he's going to Mekadesh me today with a silver dollar. So go and get accepted. I can't make it today. That's what's going on. V'halach v'nasim lodina shalzov. And then what happened? The guy showed up to the woman's shliach and gave him gold. Mar savar kapeda, umar savar mar makam hulo. One holds she was makbid. Why is she makbid? That's hard. The other one holds, no, she was giving an example. The guy was giving an example. Then umay nimtza. What does it mean, nimtza? We just discovered it. The shliach knew all along, no? So the answer is no. The katsayer bibil lisa. It was wrapped up in a towel. So he never knew, the shliach never knew what it was until he came home. He came up and said to the woman, here, I got the money for you. She said, ooh, let's open it up. Oh, it's gold. Right? It's gold. Rav Shimon says it works. Why? Because it's for her benefit. Okay? Tomorrow is a great, great daf tomorrow. And everyone have a good day.